morning and welcome to Prayers for Your Day. This is Danita. Today is Monday, December 31st, 2018. And I want to thank you so much for partnering with me in prayer. For those of you who have listened from day one when we started this prayer call in October of 2017 to now we are in December 2018. For those of you who found Prayers for Your Day along the way, don't consider it a coincidence. I don't believe in coincidence anymore. I believe that when you are in Christ, truly, as the word says, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. That doesn't mean that we don't take detours, but what it means is that our steps are still ordered. And even when the enemy tries to throw us off, God reels us right back in, because he said he will leave the 99 to go after the one. And I'm thankful for that this morning. I am thankful regardless of how I feel, regardless of what I see. I still have a heart of thanksgiving because I know where my help comes from. And so I thank God for you. I thank God for what he's doing in your life and in the lives of your family members. And I say that because I know that when we pray, one thing we can count on is that God is working on our behalf. One thing that we can know for sure, that when we pray, he hears. One thing we can know for sure, that God is working all things out together for our good. One thing that we can know for sure, that with the things that we've prayed about, even if they haven't happened yet, we can rest assured that God is orchestrating some things in our lives. And when it's over, when it's all said and done, that our God has the final say. So on this morning, we're just going to praise God. We're going to thank God for who he is, for what he's done, for what he is doing. And I don't know about you, but I can't wait to see what 2019 holds in store for my family and me. I can't wait to see what 2019 holds in store for my spiritual next steps. I can't wait to see what 2019 holds for me in the natural. I'm expecting God to do great things. Why? Because he said that he would. He said that he came to give us life. Not only did he come to give us life, but he came to give us life more abundantly. And I don't look just for that abundance in the things of the natural, but I look for that abundance in the things of the spiritual. I want to be able to hear him better. I want to be able, hallelujah, to pray for someone and to know that because of my prayers, there's going to be a change. I want to be able to know spiritually that my spiritual life makes a difference for someone who doesn't know God. I want to be able to know those things, and that comes in the abundance living in Christ. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for today, oh God. We thank you for you are God and God alone. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, because we can sing a new song unto you, oh God, that we don't have to keep saying the same old thing, oh God, because every day that we open up our eyes, every day, oh God, we can open and close our mouth, oh God, hallelujah. And even if we can't, if we just wave our hands, oh God, and even if we can't do that, oh God, your word says that even our groanings and our moanings, oh God, hallelujah, are prayers unto you. So we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that no matter what we do, if we speak it, if we wave our hand, if we tap our foot, if we moan or we groan, oh God, it is the spirit man within us, hallelujah, that makes our prayers known unto you. And it's on those things, oh God, that we can pray perfect prayers. We can pray prayers, oh God, that align to your word, oh God, that align to your will and to your way regarding our lives, regarding the lives of our family members, regarding those who are connected to us. God, we thank you for today. We thank you for this December 31st, 2018, a day that we've never, ever seen before, and a day that we will never, ever see again, oh God. We thank you, oh God, as we reflect back on 2018, and many of us, the roller coaster rides, oh God, the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows, the tears and the smiles, oh God, the laughter, oh God, and the groaning and the moaning, oh God, because of the pain and the hurt. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for the physical healing that many of us have bestowed in 2018. We thank you, oh God, for the emotional healing, oh God, that many of us, oh God, have had and are having as we end out 2018, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for those that you have put in our lives, oh God, and for those that you have even had to remove in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for the divine connections, oh God, and we thank you for exposing the Judases in our lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for the promotions on the jobs, oh God, and the new opportunities on the jobs, oh God. And then, God, we thank you, oh God, for the jobs that you had to sever. We thank you, oh God, for the cutting, hallelujah, on us, oh God, because it's in the cutting, it's in the purging, oh God, hallelujah, of those things that need to be cut, of those relationships, oh God, that had to be cut, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that you would grow us up, oh God, in you. Oh God, we have so much to be thankful for, oh God, even when we don't quite see it, even when we don't quite know how this is supposed to bless us, oh God, how the hurts are supposed to bless us, oh God, how the pain is supposed to bless us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But your word says that many are the afflictions of the righteous. In the name of Jesus, let us remember your word that many are the afflictions of the righteous. God, you never said it would be easy, but like the psalmist said, but God, you said it would be worth it. Hallelujah. So many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the word says that the Lord God delivers him out of them all. God, we thank you because we know that we are the called, that we are the righteous, and even in our afflictions, we know that you are going to deliver us from them all, that you are delivering us from them all. You're delivering us from the affliction. You're delivering our spouses and our loved ones from the affliction. You're delivering our children from the affliction. You're delivering, oh God, our neighbors and those that we've labored for in the spirit realm from the affliction, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to remember that you never said it would be easy, but you did say that it would be worth it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we make a declaration on December the 31st, 2018, for everything that we've endured, everything that we've been through, the people who talked about us, the people who mistreated us, the people who have used us, the people who have wished bad things on us and our family, oh God, for the people who have walked away, oh God, for the people who have come in, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that it was all worth it. The tears we cried were worth it, for you said, oh God, you'd give us beauty for our ashes, in the name of Jesus, and hallelujah, for the dances that we danced, hallelujah, oh God, giving you praise and honor in your name, oh God, that we've been able to be like David and say that we can be even more undignified than this. In the name of Jesus, that the dances that we danced were worth it. Even when situations didn't quite work out the way that we wanted to, oh God, we still say it was worth it, oh God. Hallelujah. For in you, oh God, hallelujah, is the fullness of joy. So it's been worth it. In you, oh God, is the fullness of love. Our love has reached maturity, oh God. So it was worth it because we learned to love like you loved. In many instances in 2018, we love those who turned their back on us, oh God. We love those and loved on those and prayed for those, oh God. Hallelujah. Who mistreated us, oh God. So the more, oh God, that we look like you, hallelujah, we can say it's worth it. Hallelujah, we can say that when we get there, in the name of Jesus, like the psalmist says, we're going to put on our crown and tell the story of how we made it over. We're going to put on our crown and tell the story about how God was our keeper. We're going to put on our crown and tell the story about how God, hallelujah, fought
Jesus, we're going to put on our crown and tell the story how we stood still and saw the salvation of the Lord. We're going to put on our crown and tell the story, oh God, about how you made our enemies our footstool. We're going to put on our crown and tell the story about, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Hallelujah. Death of relationships, oh God. Death of our finances, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Death of our loved ones, oh God. Hallelujah. How we fear no evil, for thou art with us. We're going to put on our crown and tell the story how we made it over, because Jesus was our help in the time of trouble, because Jesus was the one who wiped every tear away, because Jesus, the great intercessor, interceded on our behalf. Oh God, we thank you that we can put on our crown and tell the story of how we made it over. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.